This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. In 1914, just before Christmas, soldiers from Britain, Germany, and France were deep in the trenches, battling the First World War, when something unexpected happened. The fighting stopped. What followed is known as the Christmas Truce, and this December, Europeans around the world are celebrating its 100th anniversary, including here in Atlanta, where the British and Germans will play a commemorative soccer match. I sat down with the British Consul General Jeremy Pilford Bedford and his German counterpart, Christoph Sander, to talk about that and how the truce came to be.
There were various encounters across the trench lines between British and German soldiers, but also between French and German soldiers, that resulted in people actually, rather than fire, beginning to exchange conversations, some cases presents. And in some sectors of the front, people actually got out of the trenches and met in no man's land. And in one or two instances, actually played football matches, soccer matches, as you call them here in North America, across the trench lines.
But there were never any real formal negotiations, no white flag or something like that. It just kind of happened spontaneously, people getting out and sticking their heads out and feeling there was no fire back from the other side. So they felt emboldened to meet in the no man's land between the trenches. Senior officers would have considered that to be illegal. I mean, against the rules of war, against the rules that they had.
Why do you think these soldiers were willing to agree to something so risky as celebrating the holiday with an enemy?
I think it showed the sort of common humanity on both sides, yeah, and the fact that they had shared existences, shared experiences.
People just feeling, hey, it's our common man. They're young people just like us. When you're in the trenches and just 50 feet apart or something like this at certain places, you could talk to each other even before you could shout across and so on. They just felt it was the thing to do.
And I think also we have to be realistic that the war was still in its early stages. It had been going for only 4 or 5 months by then. And it's interesting that these truces did not happen again.
Do you think since that time, officers higher up have made sure that those under their command understand that this sort of thing just shouldn't happen?
I think it's partly that. I think it's also partly as the war progressed and more people died, it became harder for people to feel like fraternizing in that way as well. I think also as the war progressed, both the First World War and into Second World War, weaponry got more lethal, and therefore there was a greater distance between the soldiers and the killing that they were doing.
Yeah, and also, I mean, 1914 really is the end of a long period of peace in Europe. There was a great deal of interaction on the people level, commerce and all of that. Mm. And so probably in the first Christmas, there was still a lot of that feeling left over. Whereas as the wars progressed, then First World War and then especially in the second one, that sense was no longer there. And 1914 really marks the end of a period.
As we pointed out, these were unofficial truces. How is it that they're so well known in the public?
Yeah, I think in the beginning it didn't make the front pages in the newspapers back home in Germany itself. But over the generations, I mean, people told their children, there were books that came out about that. So I think the people felt that this showed some kind of humanity that was still there on either side.
And also it speaks to that spirit of reconciliation that we've enjoyed between the countries in Europe since 1945, which has been means that countries like Britain and Germany are now the closest of friends and the closest of allies. And Christoph and I work very closely, for example, here in Atlanta, promoting both countries and deepening our relationship with the United States.
Now the German and British are going to be playing a game of soccer on Saturday. Why do you think a soccer match is the appropriate way to commemorate the Christmas truce?
Well, I think it's a very important. First of all, it was symbolic of the Christmas truce. The football matches, the soccer matches were the most picturesque part of the truces. But also, soccer is such a great game for bringing people together. Obviously, you have two teams, they're rivals, but it binds people together in a way that many other sports can't. And I think we will see that again happen on the soccer pitch this Saturday, where the team of English volunteers, British volunteers and German volunteers play a friendly match against each other. I don't want to speak out too much for the British team, but we've got the MLS president, Darren Eales, playing on our side, which is a great honour and very good to see him there supporting soccer. Yep. And also we have Arthur Blank, who's going to be there presenting the cup to whichever team wins, which of course will be the British team.
And Mr. Sander.
Yeah, so the Brits almost say it's semi-professional help, but I think we're still going to manage.
Oh,
the German Consul General in Atlanta, Christoph Sander, and Britain's Jeremy Pilmore Bedford. If you'd like to attend that soccer match between the English and Germans this Saturday, it's free and open to the public. You can find more details at wabe.org/citycafe.